The literary world lost a giant with the death of novelist Philip Roth in May. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, book critic and professor in the MFA program at University of Baltimore, Marian Winnick shares her thoughts on Roth, plus a new novel inspired by his work. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. One of the coolest things that's ever happened to me was finding my own name in Claudia Pierpont's excellent biography of Philip Roth, Roth Unbound. My quote is four words long, and it's in the part of the book where Pierpont discusses the unflattering portrait of Roth given by his ex-lover, the actress Claire Bloom, in her memoir. Bloom's account was confirmation of Roth's misogyny, she wrote. As Marian Winnick teased in the LA Times, finally Portnoy is getting his. Portnoy's Complaint is arguably my favorite novel, despite the never-ending annoyance of Philip Roth's depiction of women. This book caused a huge scandal when it was published in 1969, mostly because of its detailed scenes of masturbation, but also because of its mocking attitude towards Jewish American culture. To me, it is a masterclass in comedy, from the setup, one long monologue directed to a psychoanalyst, to its wild runs of hyperbole, its caricatures, one-liners, shaggy dog digressions, and continual gleeful attempts to shock and outrage. I even tried to write a novel that would be a woman's answer to Alexander Portnoy called Alexandra's Issues. Tried, but failed, sorry to say. In addition to Portnoy, my favorites on the Roth shelf are American Pastoral, The Facts, and The Ghostwriter. The Ghostwriter, which I've read three times, is one of the many novels featuring Nathan Zuckerman, an alter ego for Roth. In this book, Zuckerman shows up at the country house of an older author whom he idolizes. He glimpses an elusive young woman who is also staying there, and though she is introduced as Amy Billette, she may actually be Anne Frank, as impossible as that is. She talks about reading her own diary when it was published in its Dutch edition, and then seeing the play version on Broadway. To me, the daring of this move, of snatching Anne Frank from history, is breathtaking. Roth's fearless imagination is one of the things I most admire about him. An amazing response to The Ghostwriter is found in this year's first novel from Lisa Halliday, Asymmetry, which has critics going wild. In the first of three parts, we read about an aspiring writer in New York named Alice, who's having an affair with a very old, very famous author. Ezra Blazer is a thinly disguised Philip Roth, with whom the author had a close friendship in real life. Like The Ghostwriter, Asymmetry is essentially about creativity, and Alice at one point wonders if she, a choir girl from Massachusetts, would be capable of creating a character who was a Muslim man. The second part of the book does just that. It starts out as a dialogue between Ammar al-Jafari, who is trying to go to Kurdistan to look for his missing brother, and the official who is detaining him at the airport in London. As Katie Waldman put it in the New Yorker piece about the huge literary fuss over this novel, Asymmetry poses questions about the limits of imagination and empathy. Can we understand each other across lines of race, gender, nationality, and power? The fluttering way in which Halliday pursues her themes and preoccupations seems almost too idiosyncratic and beautiful to summarize.
The books are Asymmetry by Lisa Halliday, Everything by Philip Roth, and Roth Unbound by Claudia Pierpont. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.